Blog Talk Radio. For radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260. Extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now and let's get you packing.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and so happy to be here with you tonight. Our beautiful host, Becky, has got some other things going on. She just returned from a long weekend promoting Challenge of Champions bull riding down in Klamath Falls, Oregon. So, Becky, we're going to miss you tonight, but we do have on our beautiful co-host, guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana. Donna Lynn, are you there?
I am. How are you guys all? It's just kind of nice to be with people we know and love, and so it's going to be a lot easier tonight because we really lift those two people up that are going to, so you can explain who they are.
Well, Donna Lynn, we do have a very special show tonight, and it's definitely a family show. We have our guest, Cody Custer. He was PRCA world champion in 1992, and Cody has been a PBR, co-founder of PBR, and his list goes on and on, and he is joining him tonight on our program is his beautiful wife, Stacy. Cody, are you and Stacy there?
You betcha,
yes,
we're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Well, we are so happy that you could join us. Here at She's Gone Country with Becky, we're all about the stories behind the stories, and of course I know that a lot of you listeners tune in each and every week, and for that we're very, very thankful. Very briefly, before we get the show started, would like to thank our sponsors, and of course that being Trust Rio Silver, Trinity Wellness, Northern Idaho and Spokane area Les Schwab Tire Centers. Les Schwab is just a recently signed on new sponsor, and I can't think of anyone that would use more tires than a rodeo cowboy when you think about all the miles they cover. We also have Living Rural Productions and, of course, For Radio, and our producer, Maria, thank you for all you do. Well, Cody, we have a lot to cover this evening, and I believe that, you know, being the gentleman you are, you said that we should start out with Stacy, and Stacy, again, welcome. We know that you're very involved and have been for a lot of years with Cody. Can you tell us a little bit about you and Cody and your background together as a couple and as a family?
Well, we
really kind of had a whirlwind romance. We basically were planning a wedding 3 weeks after we met, and that will be 25 years in June. So I guess when, you know, the father's in it and you know that you know, then, you know, it all tends to work out. But, you know, we'll be married almost 25 years. Well, we're married almost 25 years, and we've got three children. Brett is 17, Lacey is 20, and our oldest, Aaron, that we lost almost 4 years ago, would be 22.
Mm-hmm.
And so we live in Elk City, Oklahoma, where we moved. We moved here almost 8 years ago, and something that we thought was just short-term ends up, it's probably where we'll end up being for the rest of our lives.
Well, I know that Oklahoma is, they're blessed to have the Custer family there.
Well, thank you.
Well, Cody, Stacy, you've been very involved, and you've always been right alongside Cody throughout his professional rodeo career and his PBR career. And one thing Donna Lynn and I kind of talked about before the program was that, you know, we just wanted to mention and say, you know, how thankful we are for you and for the women of rodeo and what you contribute. And Stacy, for our viewers that don't know, was presented a wonderful, one of the highest awards you can get, the Sharon Shoulders Award, and that was through the PBR, and it recognizes, you know, the great women of professional bull riding and those, you know, who work in partnerships and have faith. And you were the recipient this past December, was it?
October.
October. The mm-hmm. year is just running by us. Tell us, if you would, please, Stacy, a little bit about that award. And I know it's hard for you to talk about yourself, but you're such an inspiration to others, Stacy.
Well, you know, that's probably one of the greatest recognitions I've ever received. And, you know, I honestly, and I even told Sharon when she called me, I just could have thought of, you know, countless other women that I feel like, you know, still contribute and are more a part of what goes on in the PBR than I am these days. But, you know, to be recognized for being a wife and a mother, which to me are my two greatest accomplishments in life, you know, was just extremely special. And then to, you know, have it given in honor of Sharon was just even more special, because she is just, I mean, as you mm-hmm. both know, she's just an absolutely wonderful lady. And it really meant a whole lot more because it came from her. She asked if she could call me and be the one to let me know, and that just really, really, really meant a whole lot.
Well, Stacy, this is Donna Lynn. You know, it's one thing that you've always been a great role model, a wonderful, you know, supporter of your husband, Cody, and yet the reason why you stand out is because not only are you a wonderful person, but you're a woman of substance. So, you know, we really, we hold you up pretty high. You're a great role model for other new rodeo wives to exemplify.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just really don't, I mean, I've just done what, you know, I was supposed to do as a wife and a mother. And so, you know, to me, it's just kind of just what I've known, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done a terrific job of it, Stacy, and you continue to give day in, day out. I know that you stay extremely busy with Brett in high school and Lacey's in college, and you mentor so many different children in the Elk City area through sports. You stay really, really busy. And I know another thing that you do that has just been something that's been phenomenal with its growth and everything else, and that is you and Tracy Hedeman are in charge of the annual Pro Rodeo League of Women Style Show and Luncheon that happens every December during the WNFR. And mm-hmm. I've always, you know, I think I've been a couple times, it's been so many years ago, but I would love to go again. And each year this just grows and grows, Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really does. And you would think that, you know, after all these years, I know that my involvement started in 1990 when Cody and I got married, and I actually had to be one of the models that year, and I say had to be because that's just not up my alley at all. And then I started helping Tracy the next year in 1991 and have been ever since. And, you know, you really think that it would have kind of run its course by now, but I tell you, I mean, like this year, we pretty much were sold out. And, you know, we've just worked with wonderful clothing companies that are so generous in not only their donation, but in letting us use the clothing. And we use first-time NFR wives as our models, whether their husbands were qualifying for the first time or it's they've gotten married within the last year. That's kind of the criteria that we use to be able to keep track of who's had an opportunity to be involved and who hasn't. And all of the proceeds go to the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund, and I think we've probably given close to $1.5 million over the last, you know, 20-some years. And I think we are really their largest single contributor, you know, in as far as for a one-time donation. And this year I think we raised a little over $80,000 in one day. And it just, it's a fun event. It's a fun day. And, you know, if any of your listeners haven't been out there, we just invite you out to the South Point. It's usually always the second Thursday or the Thursday right before the final weekend. And, you know, tickets are usually available around September, October, and you can order them through the box office and there at the South Point. And honestly, can't let this opportunity go by without thanking Paula and Michael Gaughan, because we really could not do what we do without everything that they do for us at the South Point.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paula and Michael Gaughan have been such great supporters of rodeo and everything about the Las Vegas rodeo scene and the NFR for many years. I know when Brett and Jesse attended college at UNLV, they were very involved with the rodeo team, too. So they start with youth and just go all the way up. And
yeah, they certainly
thank them for that. Well, now Stacy, I heard you say it was sold out. Do you think that are they adding – going to be able to accommodate more people this year, or I know the tickets are $40 in advance, and it's definitely the ticket in Vegas to go to. It's the hottest show in town. Everyone loves it and raves about it.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, we kind of it kind of varies from year to year. Like one year we may, you know, be maxed out, and then the next year we may have seats to spare. But I think that the room will ultimately seat about 1,200 people. And so we are, you know, we're set to be able to seat that many, even if we, because we do have people that just walk up the day of. And usually we're able to accommodate everyone that, you know, that's there or that chooses to be there. And so, you know, whatever we need, the South Point is on point. We've worked with the same sales and catering people since we started at the Gold Coast, and we moved from the Gold Coast to the Orleans and then the Orleans, and now our permanent home is at South Point, unless Paul and Michael decide to build something bigger and better, but I'm pretty sure we'll be there forever.
We'll travel along with them. Well, we're gonna take a quick break and bring in some of our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to continue to visit with Stacy Kester and Cody Kester. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your co-host, Becky Christensen O'Shields, along with our guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana, and we have been visiting with Stacy Custer. Cody's on too, and we're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. But right now, we were just winding down and visiting with Stacy about the Justin Cowboy Crisis Fund and the Pro Rodeo League of Women for the Style Show and Luncheon. And again, that's an annual event. Stacy, where can they go to find tickets? Could you tell us once again?
Well, we have a Pro Rodeo League of Women Facebook page, and Cindy Schonholz does an excellent job of keeping all the information up to date on it. And so you can get more information there, or probably end of October, beginning of November, if you call the box office at the South Point Hotel, they usually have tickets available for purchase at that time. But when they go on sale, we will have all that information on our Facebook page.
Well, perfect, Stacy. And we'll try to follow that, too, and then maybe we can bring you back on just for a little update as we get a little bit closer to December and the WNFR again. Donalyn, do you have any other questions for Stacy?
Well, you know, I just have a comment that one thing that stands out, not only as a woman of substance, but Stacy, you're such a woman of faith, and it really shined. When I was in Australia when you lost Aaron, and I got to see online later. I didn't realize that it was online through Andy, through the fellowship, Andy's church. And my daughter and I sat and watched that and saw such a strong woman of faith who loved her son so much, and all day we were talking about, gee, if we could only have that kind of rock solid faith, because one thing we can do is stand on a promise that soon and very soon we'll be reunited with our loved ones. But I just thought you really shined. God shined through you so well, and I just was so impressed. So anyway, we just love
you. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And you know what, Stacy, Donalyn, every day, Stacy, that light is still there. And I can honestly say I just love you so much and so proud of you, and what an inspiration you are to so many others. And thank you so much for all that you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to let you guys have Cody now, and I appreciate you having me on, and we'll get together again whenever it gets closer to the NFR.
Good.
Thanks,
all right.
Stacey.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Stacy.
Bye-bye.
She's
Cody?
Giving me away. She's giving me away, you guys. Did you hear that?
You got a hard act to follow. You know that.
I know it.
Yeah.
Cody, tell us, bring us up to date, Cody. What's been going on? You stay so busy all of the time. You've got your hand in so many different areas, and I know that there's several different things we want to touch upon tonight, but another thing that goes back that we were visiting with Stacy earlier, and Donalyn made a comment that she is such an inspiration to all of us, and Cody, you are too, and you continue to give back through your elite bull riding schools. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, I've done bull riding schools for several years, a lot of times you do a bull riding school and you walk away from there and kind of reflect and feel like you probably didn't it probably didn't go as good as it could have. And in 2 days, at a 2 day school, you really can't get as much done as you'd like to. And kind of in my experience with a 2 day bull riding school, or even a 3 day bull riding school, you kind of have to hurry through some things. So starting in 2016, I'm gonna launch a series of bull riding clinics, 10 to be exact, and I'm going to take different parts of the country, and I'm going to take on different partners with these elite bull riding clinics. And so I've got the places that I'm gonna do one with Jason Maddox in Oregon. He's a kid that went to school with Brett, your son Brett, and I got him on his first steer anyway, and I taught him a lot in my career, riding bulls and stuff. But anyway, he does a real good job with his bull riding events in Oregon, and so he's going to be one of my partners up in that area, that part of the country. I'm going to do one with Tater Porter in Florida. I've got one in Nebraska with Chad Brennan. He's a guy that made the NFR back in 98. And then Ross Coleman and I are going to do one in Texas. Brett Tatum and I are going to do one in Texas as well. And then, so that's five of them. And we're going to do one. I'm going to do one in California with Art Watson. We haven't gotten a location yet. So I have six of the 10 pretty much covered. So anybody out there listening that might want to get involved, they can contact me my email is codycuster12@gmail.com. So if anybody wants to reach me that way or something, or Elite Bull Riders.com. See, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's kind of what, and then CodyCuster.com, you can get on there too and contact. I've got contact information that way. But anyway, I'm pretty excited. They're going to be 4 day schools. All of them are going to be indoor. I'm pretty sure all of them are going to be indoor, so the weather doesn't affect anything. And I'm going to have the right kind of stock there to really train some guys and help them with what they're doing. And I mean, I'll take guys from, guys that are just beginners to guys that are, working on their professional career. I feel like I've got enough insight where I can help those guys too. So anyway, it's pretty exciting. I'm excited about it, and it's going to be good. And I'm taking on sponsors and stuff too. So if there's anybody out there who wants to get involved, they can contact me that way as well. So anyway, I don't want to do 40 bull riding schools or anything like that. But if I do 10 real quality bull riding schools, and that's kind of my idea. And then I'll do some steer and calf riding clinics just on the side. So anyway, that's kind of what I'm planning on doing.
Go ahead, Cody.
That's right. I'll be out at the NFR with a booth out there to just kind of promote it and get things rolling that way. So anyway, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, Cody, we will definitely look for you out at the NFR. And Cody, I know that this is Vicki. This is Aunt Lee.
Okay.
But I know that the schools you put on, Cody, they just make me smile because you put so much of your heart into these schools and into these students. And when you talk about the right caliber of stock, share with us, if you would, and our listeners, a little bit of your philosophy about how important it is when you have these young bull riders, steer riders, even calf riders. They have to be able to build confidence. What kind of stock do you like to put them on?
Well, first of all, any sport that anybody gets involved with, and at the level of youth and beginning, beginners at that level, you've got to be put in a position to be able to succeed and be able to put into practice what you're being taught. And so, you can with the bull riding, the buck and bull industry, where it's at with all the the Born to Buck programs and all the people that are involved in that, you can go get a lot of bulls, and for fairly inexpensive, but you're going to have a hard time finding the right kind of, you know, right kind of stock. It takes a lot of work to find the right kind of stock for a bull riding school, and so my philosophy is basically babysit them and give them the tools to work with, and then after you give them the tools to work with, give them a chance to get it, something to accomplish with it. So I just really try to make sure I have an array of from a, you know, a 12-point bull to a 20-point bull, because there's going to be some guys that show up that probably need to get on something that bucks a little harder. But my philosophy is always, when you're training, always leave the practice pen with your shoulders back and your chest stuck out and your chin up. And I just see too many times, I see too many kids that are victims of just getting their butts kicked at the practice pen, and they really don't get anything accomplished, anything good gets accomplished at the practice pen, because they're just, all they're experiencing is defeat, and you can't do that. I mean, it's if you take Little League or Pop Warner football, they don't beat those kids down every time. They give them a chance to succeed. They give them a chance to be able, when they learn the plays, be able to put the play into practice, you know. And so, anyway, that's just what my philosophy is. And the other part of it is, on those schools, I just try to keep things very simple, because you can complicate something to the point that somebody will never get it. And bull riding is the simplest event in rodeo in my book. I mean, what I do is I try to always keep it simple and make sure that they get really good foundation, and every person on the planet is unique in their physical, their mental, and all that stuff. So everybody's going to see things a little bit differently. So if you give them a good foundation and then turn them loose with what they have, they can have success. But if you complicate it and you make it something that they can never reach and they can never really get figured out, they're going to have a hard time with it. So I try to, you know, simplicity is my favorite thing. In anything, you know.
Well, Cody, this is Vicki. How many students do you take to each one of these schools?
We're going to limit. I'm going to limit the students to 15 at each school, and so, and the reason I'm going to do that is I want to have a lot of one-on-one time with these guys and really make them feel like they, you know, they get their money's worth coming to my clinic. And you know, I mean, I could go to naming guys that I've helped that have had success in the arena, but I don't really, I mean, I don't want to try to take credit for each guy's career because every guy, you know, every guy's got to go out and be the man and do what he's going to do. So if I had a little hand in somebody's career, that's cool. So I'm not really, I don't really want to take credit for each guy. Now, there's some guys that I'm going to have maybe do a little write-up and kind of endorse my teaching and stuff like that. So, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be one of those guys that takes credit for somebody's success, because really that's up to a person. You know, you can't make somebody succeed. They've got to be the one to do that, so.
Well, Cody, but, you know, playing such a positive role, influence, you know, in these young bull riders' lives, you know, you are partially responsible for what
they take home
and take home with them. So, I mean, you know, it's a great thing, and I think that any parent out there would be honored to have their son sign up for Cody Custer Bull Riding School.
Well, I mean, I did it for 25 years, and I had a little bit of success in it, so there might be something to it.
You had a lot of success, and we're going to talk about that success. It's going to make you talk about yourself when we come back from this next commercial break. We'll be right back.
4Radio.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is Vicki Christensen O'Shields, along with Donna Lynn Quintana. And if you're just joining in, just turned on the radio, dialed us up on the computer, the phone, blog talk, however you choose to be listening to us tonight, if you just joined us, we are visiting with Cody Custer, 1992 world champion bull rider. But Cody's much more than a world champion bull rider. Cody, to so many of us, is a world champion in life. And we're just so we're so proud to have you with us tonight, Cody. And when we came back, we said we were going to make you talk a little bit about yourself. So we've been talking with Cody about his schools and about his family. We had Stacy, his beautiful wife, on earlier. But Cody, tell us a little bit about your years in the PRCA and as you graduated and worked into, you're actually a co-founder of the PBR.
Yeah, well, 1985, I earned my full membership into the PRCA, and I rodeoed for a couple of years and qualified for the national finals in 1987. So, I had 3 years there where I got to go and experience rodeoing and have some success in it. But honestly, I nearly qualified for the national finals in 1986, and looking back on it, I'm really glad I didn't make it. It might have been the demise of me, because I wasn't quite ready there yet. But in my mind, I thought I was. But I think I just developed maybe a touch slower than some guys. But that's okay. Anyway, my career. And this is just out of. My career went from 1985, or actually 1983 was when I got my permit, till 2003. So 21 years as a professional bull rider, pretty cool feat. There was a few years in there that I had some injuries and set part of the year out, which, looking back on the timing of all that, it was great. It was after I had started having children and stuff, so I got to see my babies grow and stuff like that. So that was kind of a good timing. But I went to the national finals 8 times. There was 4 years that I was in the top 15 when I got hurt and wasn't able to go. So I went 8 times and could have gone another 4 times. So I could have possibly been at the national finals 12 times. Just didn't quite work out that way. Then the PBR came along in 1993. Was the first year the PBR finals, or the PBR, and so qualified for their finals 9 times. And so I finished out my career in the PBR, quit rodeoing in the year 2000, and just finished the last 3 years of my career in the PBR. It was kind of easier just to be home during the week and go rodeo, go to the PBRs on the weekends and kind of know where I was going ahead of time, and had a life outside of bull riding. Whereas when I was rodeoing, you hardly had back in the day, you hardly had time for a life, which when we were young, yes. you know, when I was young, before I got married, I could go where I wanted to, and then after we got married and before we had kids, Stacy came with me a lot, so we got to see a lot of things and experience a lot of things. So it was a pretty cool deal, and I don't take it lightly. I don't, you know, I'm not a guy that really likes to brag a whole lot, other than just say this, that yeah, I had a great career, and it was all blessed by God, and I worked real hard to get where I got, and so, you know, I call that true humility, is just saying, hey, I did work hard, but on top of that, that was God, you know, God blessed with what I got to do and what I got to accomplish, and the thing, you know, even the just all the people I met, really. I think that if you look at your whole life and look back, the things that are the most important are the people that, you know, got to be part of their life, and they got to be part of your life. So my realm of people kind of was bigger than a lot of people's, just because of my years of rodeo and stuff like that. And you guys both know that, because you guys have been there.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty awesome deal, and really, really blessed. And
well,
I still involved. I mean, rodeo's never going to be, you know, out of my life. It's going to be part of my life. And,
yeah. Cody, this is Donna Land. I wanted to
tell you that, you know, when you think about it, 8 NFRs with a potential of a dozen plus 9 PBRs, that has to be some kind of phenomenal record, because how did you keep healthy? How did you not? What injuries did you have?
Well, I did have injuries. I had I tore my bicep tendon loose, pulled it loose, had to have that repaired in 93, and that took me out for, you know, half the year. I just cracked back in the top 15 when I got hurt. But on the backside of that, that was the year Aaron was born, so I got to be with my baby boy for six months of that year
wow.
I wouldn't have, if I'd have been out rodeoing, I would have missed a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and I came back in 94, 95, I had shoulder injuries. And then again in 97, I had shoulder injuries. So there was 5 years there that there were some injuries and kind of some soul seeking about what I wanted to do with life. And got a job in 1997 and worked for most of the year, and that drove me back to riding bulls.
People underestimate the unbelievable feat of just qualifying for one NFR and one PBR finals. Yeah, it's just phenomenal when you think about it. It's phenomenal, really.
Well, and you know what, Donna Lynn? I have to bring this up, Cody, because I don't know how many others have done this, but, I mean, I read this, and, of course, seeing your aunt, I know these things. I'm getting old and forgetful, but I don't forget this stuff, Cody. but Cody qualified. You qualified in 1998 and 99 as an NFR contestant, and you qualified to go to the PBR finals. Is that correct?
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Ma'am. Yep. In 1998, I believe I was the only guy that qualified for the PBR finals and the NFR, unless Corey Navarre might have been. Both of us qualified both of those years, I think, for both events, and so that's pretty. And we rodeoed together too, so that was kind of a cool deal.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean that stuff that, you know, there were some other guys that have done it in other years. I'm not saying that, but just those years, I know I qualified for both of them, and it was a kind of a cool deal getting to go to both of those at the time. Now it's a lot of guys just kind of focus on one or the other. There are very few guys that try to go to both of them, and it's almost, you know, I'd say almost impossible. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's a very tough thing to do nowadays, just with the schedules the way they are and stuff like that.
The logistics, absolutely, the logistics. Mm-hmm. But Cody, Donna Lynn knows, of course, everyone knows now too. But I still get so excited whenever I think about it. Cody, this brings us up to unfinished business.
Yes, ma'am.
Share that with us, and then you have to share the story about. That's how you talk to Stacy and Lacey and everyone.
Yeah, it's got to be the craziest thing ever, I think. I got a call from J.W. Hart in December, and just he told me that Decatur was putting together this thing, and they wanted 8 guys to come out of retirement to get on one last ride. And J.W., well, let me set the stage here. J.W. has a charity which he builds homes for wounded warriors. And so what he does is with the bull ridings he puts on, the money goes to that charity, and he helps these people that don't have, you know, they don't have any other way to be helped, and it's a great cause. So mm-hmm. JW called me and asked me if I wanted to be involved in this deal. And my first thought was, there's no way. I'm not, you know, I'm almost 50 years old. And then we got down to visiting about it a little bit deeper, and we're going to be, what's behind that whole deal is no blood. There's none of us are going to get teeth knocked out or anything like that, because we're picking a little bit easier bulls for us old guys, if you know what I mean. But anyway, so I told JW, I said, well, look, and what brought that on is there was a video got put on Facebook of me on a little bull that was one of Brett's little bulls, and he's about a 16-pointer, and I rode him really easy. Well, JW saw the video, and you know, that's what prompted him to call me about it. And I said, well, JW, that bull can trick anybody into thinking that they're a bull rider still. I said, I better get on something to Bucks. and see if I can, you know, see if I can still ride one of the Bucks. And I said, plus I need to talk to my family, you know. And he's like, I need to talk to my wife. And he said, oh, yeah, no problem. I didn't understand that one. So anyway, so I called Stacy, and she's, of course, the way she always is, she's like, well, I've never told you one way or the other. What, you know, if that's something you think you're supposed to do, then sure, go ahead. But she said, you gotta talk to your kids first. And I thought, well, that's some wisdom right there. And my wife's very, very helpful with wisdom for me. So anyway, so I called my daughter, Lacey, at college, and just kind of told her the deal and asked her. I said, I think I need to find out if you're all right with it. And she just, without hesitation, she's like, hell yeah. there was no dad, you may be killed or anything like that. She was all in, and so that was pretty cool. And then I called Brett and asked him what he thought, and he said, well, Dad, do you need to borrow my equipment? And he was all in too. So
I love it.
So anyway, I've never quit getting on bulls since I retired in 2003. I've been on probably a dozen or more, you know, somewhere in that area, bulls a year. And I do schools and stuff like that, and I get on, sometimes I get on just, I pick an easy one that doesn't have a whole lot of strength or power, and I get on with no spurs just to show those kids that you got to ride the bull with your whole leg, and you know, it's pretty simple. That's basically what I try to show them, and so if you can ride one with no spurs on and do it right, you're doing, you know, you're staying to the foundation stuff. So anyway, so I still ride, and I've never gotten in, you know, I've never gotten in bad shape. I'm definitely not
yes.
toned like I used to be, but I'm dang sure not, you know, I'm not way out of shape and overweight or anything like that. So
yeah,
I have been working out. I've been doing crunches and planking and just working on my core, basically on my core,
uh-huh.
and doing some push-ups and a lot of stretching. So I don't, you know, we're going to make sure that the bulls aren't overly ranked or anything like that. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be on pay-per-view, and they had like 600 tickets, and they went on sale at 10 o'clock in the morning on one day, and by 10 o'clock that night they had 230 tickets left, so they sold it out real quick. This deal's
wow.
on pay-per-view. And
what is it?
Well,
I'm sorry.
It's May 30th, and it's in Decatur, Texas. And
yep.
you can go to the PBR website and Well, I guess you can go to the PBR website and find out about the pay-per-view deal. But basically, part of the pay-per-view is going to go towards JW's charity. So it's
right.
It's not, you know, I mean, I've seen some stuff on there about the PBR being greedy and all that stuff. But really, this is a great cause. It's something that's going to bless some people's families, you know.
Wow.
I mean, what some of those people, you know, some of those guys do for our freedom and the sacrifice they make, I think it's well worth us doing what we're going
to
do.
It's going to be phenomenal. And, Cody, we're going to have to go to break. But
okay.
When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit more about unfinished business. And then we're going to talk about something near and dear to all of our hearts, and that's Rumble on the Bread. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back with more. And Cody Custer.
4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is Vicki Christensen O'Shields. I'm here this evening with Donalyn Quintana and our special guest. Right now we've been visiting with Cody Custer. And, Cody, right before we went to break, we were talking about unfinished business and the PBR and Decatur, Texas. And is this just one ride, and how much money is it worth to the winning bull rider?
Well, this is actually a challenger event, so you'll get to come see all the guys that are, you know, active bull riders in a competition, and then I think they have a little match between some of the current, you know, the world champions that are still competing actively. So it's going to be a pretty cool deal. But there's eight of us that are retired guys, that are Ring of Honor guys. There's Tater Porter, Michael Gaffney, Chris Shivers, Mike White, J.W. Hart, Justin McBride, myself, and Ross Coleman. So there's eight of us that, and the thing is, like, when I was still competing against those guys, I rarely ever beat them, but now we're kind of all old, so maybe I have a chance. there's a $160,000 winner take all purse in this deal, and so it's a pretty big deal. It's worth being a part of, I think we're gonna 5% of that is gonna go to the winning. I believe this is what we've agreed to, that 5% of it will go to the winning charity. You know, whoever wins the event will have a charity that'll be directed to. So that'll be kind of cool. Yeah. That'll give another thing to
very
be able
cool
to ride
chance
for, so.
To give back. Wow,
pretty exciting deal.
We're gonna be watching it, that's for sure. I'm still hoping that I don't think Becky can make it down from Spokane, but Donalyn, maybe you and I can make it.
Oh, you know what? I really want to go. I want to go because I've had more people call me and say, "Are you going?" And it would be kind of nice to go. Uh-huh. Yeah, I really like to go.
We need to do that. And Cody, I'm putting my money on you, even though we are related.
We are.
I did see you on Facebook, and it was impressive.
I ran into the buckle shop. I said, Brett, did you see your cousin Cody?
Well, I can still ride. My get-offs are still a little off, but I've been working on that, actually.
Oh, that's going to be fun. You've got your Brett to coach you on those get-offs. So.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Well, you know, Cody, we're you know, quickly closing up this hour. It went by so fast. We have some time left. We are going to, well, we want to visit with you, and we saved the nearest and dearest to last, and we want to talk with you about Rumble on the Red, Aaron and Ed's Rumble on the Red. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in 2009, I believe, or maybe 2008, my boy's sophomore year, they had a rodeo in Altus, Oklahoma, and they called it Rumble on the Red, and it was basically a match rodeo between Oklahoma and Texas Region 1. And it was basically just like a bragging rights type rodeo, kind of. They call it Rumble on the Red, just kind of a, you know, kind of a rivalry type deal. Well, we're not sure of this, but we think Aaron Custer and Ed Drury met at that rodeo. That's kind of what we think. But anyway, August 16th of 2011. Those two boys and Shane Fry had a car wreck, and Aaron and Ed both lost their lives in that wreck, and Shane was injured in the wreck and stuff, and so they were at college, and you know, they were just doing what college kids do, and so through that we met Tim and Lisa Drury, and they're Ed's parents, and so. Just in the time I spent with Tim, I've spent a lot of time with Tim, he mentioned that maybe we should resurrect that rodeo. It was just a one-time deal, but resurrect the rodeo, Rumble on the Red, in honor of those two boys. And basically what we feel like that rodeo, it's a rivalry-type deal, but it kind of crosses the borders of things that would keep people from being connected, you know, and so that's kind of what it's not really a rivalry, it's basically a rodeo that brings people together and kind of cuts that part of it out of, you know, I mean, we can separate ourselves from people for so many different reasons, whether it be, you know, social status or religion or you know, even to the point of whether you rope calves or ride bulls, you can, and I know that from fact, you know, just because I think that's human nature almost makes us try to divide, and I think God's plan is that we all, you know, we all come together and we help one another out, and so just knowing that, you know, that the time that I spent with Tim and Lisa, Stacy and I have been with them and their daughters, and it's just been really good for us to do this rodeo. We've had four rodeos. We do it the last weekend of March, and it's a high school rodeo, and everybody who has their high school cards invited to come to it. It's actually a point earning rodeo for Oklahoma and Region 1 of Texas, but the, you know, that there's some open entries that don't belong to either one of those associations, but they're part of the high school association. So it's in Altus, Oklahoma, so it's still Rumble on the Red means the Red River that divides Texas and Oklahoma, basically. So anyway, we've done it 4 years in a row. We've raised somewhere in the area of over a quarter of $1 million for youth and scholarships and stuff like that in Aaron and Ed's name. And so, you know, that goes all the way from, through that we've got a big screen in the gymnasium at Merritt School where Aaron went, that part of that was paid for by, you know, buy some of that scholarship money and the kids at this school raised. And so we kind of got it set up where each organization, they sell these raffle tickets and they get half of what they sell. and Rumble on the Red gets the other half, and that all that money's really been funneled through our account and given out in scholarships and then to youth organizations and stuff like that. And we really haven't hung on to any of it, although we got our 501c status this year, and we've got it all, you know, we got some ideas that we want to try to hang on to a little bit of that money and be able to use
yes.
it in a little bit different ways where it doesn't, where it's not all scholarship money. But, you know, if a kid's transmission goes out in his truck at college or something, that's just as important as a scholarship
yeah.
at the moment. So if
yeah.
we have a fund like that, kind of an emergency fund where we can help some kids mm-hmm. out like that too, we that's kind of stuff that we want to do and make it be just bigger and better. And so the rodeo, we're really working on growing the rodeo, and we have now the opportunity to go to some corporate sponsors, and because of our 501c status, we'll be able to.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Cody, what a wonderful thing, you know, and I know Aaron and Ed must be so happy to see what they loved and spent their life doing, and that's rodeo and the Western way of life, that even now this continues and they're able to help others through Rumble on the Red. And
yeah.
you have it every March. It's always the rodeo. You have the team roping earlier, and then you have the rodeo the end of March, correct?
Yeah, it's the last weekend in March, unless Easter falls on the last weekend of March. We stay off of each Easter. And
mm-hmm.
actually next year it will be the first week of April because of Easter. And then it's like another 10 years before Easter falls. And so anyway.
Well, Cody, We are getting close to running out of time this hour. Donald
sure.
Lynn, I let you say goodnight to Cody. And, Cody, I love you. Thank you so much for
you,
being
Andy.
Our guest and for sharing this hour with us. We're going to, Donald Lynn, I'll let you go ahead and say goodnight to Cody, and then we'll come
yes.
back out and close it out with some cowgirl logic.
Good night, Cody, and thanks for wearing that gold buckle in such a way that you you really inspired a lot of other people and a lot of kids. So thank you. We love
yeah.
you.
Thank you. Love you girls, too. Thanks for having me on.
Cody, we love you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Becky, we hope that you've had a good evening at home, a restful evening. Sabrina, her daughter, fell and took a little knock on the head today. So Sabrina is in our prayers. We
yeah.
just like good night. And thank you so much, Donna Lynn.
Good night.
Good night. And we're going to close that out now with a little cowgirl logic from our good friend, Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas. Good night, everyone. We hope you'll tune in next week for She's Gone Country with Becky.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and colts are so funny. When they're just being introduced to the bit, they turn their head this way and that, all the while wallering their tongue around all over as if they had a piece of taffy stuck in the roof of their mouth that they're trying to dislodge. It's an intrusion into their personal life, this piece of cold metal in their mouth connected to hands that have a will outside their own. Well, I have a friend who comes up with spicy phrases that express things well. Spitting the bit is one phrase he uses for a situation where, like, someone bolts from responsibility, like quitting their job when their family is depending on them, or leaving a marriage and a family to run off with someone else, etc., etc. He or she spit the bit, he says. Well, that says it pretty well. Spit the bit. Coming to a place in your life where you just want what you want. I've seen many people spit the bit over the years, but one thing I can honestly say, I've never seen anyone who spits the bit ever live a truly happy and fulfilled life. Spitting the bit is selfishness taking over, and selfish people are never happy. While we're learning to walk with God through life, I'm sure we often look just like a colt trying to dislodge that bit that is invading our will. We have a huge advantage over that colt, though. Whereas the person holding the reins over him may or may not be a good master, the one who desires to hold the reins in our life is always totally and completely good. I can trust him to guide me to good. Even if I'm going through a hard place now, it will turn out for my good if I just won't spit the bit. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.